Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Today, I will be interviewing Leigh Vara. She is an indie pop and R&B singer-songwriter from Mount Forest, Ontario. She's really been involved in the Asian R&B community in Toronto, like recently performing with Eric Ryan and playing at collaborative shows. Some of these shows include Takes a Village and the Backyard Gala. She has a new single coming out called Maybe I'm Better Off Like This, so keep an eye out for that. And please welcome Leigh Vara!
Woo! Quiet down, crowd. So don't, not all at once. Oh my gosh.
Not all at once, guys. Come on. It's actually, we're in a library, so it's quite quiet. So just to start it off, how has your summer been?
My summer has been, it's actually been really good. Yeah. I've been cooking a lot recently. That's how I pass the time.
Yeah. And buying snacks.
Yeah. I actually brought ranch-flavored veggie straws today. Maybe we'll do an ASMR later.
We could do it now.
Okay. This is not sponsored, by the way.
Yeah.
Here. Knock yourself out.
Let's taste one.
They're really good. Ready? Mmm. That's really good.
Okay. Yeah, that was the ASMR.
On to the next segment.
So you performed a lot this summer. How were those experiences?
Oh my goodness. They've all been amazing. I'm super lucky to be able to perform in the first place. I got some pretty cool gigs that I've been a part of this summer, but also I get to perform with my friends, which is that's pretty sick too. Yep, I love the life I live.
Can you share a specific performance that stood out to you?
Oh my goodness, yes. It was with my friends, Eric and Kai, and the whole band. Eric did a show in Montreal at Le Bar de Ritz. I speak French, as you can see, but I just remember how great the crowd was, and it just felt like, after we performed, it felt like they all gave us a big hug, metaphorically, not actually, but yeah, it was a really cool moment.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love Montreal. I've been there twice this summer.
Oui. Do you speak French?
No, I don't. I would love to live in Montreal, I'm not gonna lie.
But... yeah, the architecture is really cool there.
The city design.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Europe myself, but I feel like it's a very European-looking city.
Yeah, actually this summer, I feel like they tried so hard to be Europe, where it's just there was no AC anywhere. It was awful.
But I'm Europe now. Why were you in Montreal?
For fun. Oh, in July I was seeing the Sacred Souls.
Oh my gosh. Cool. I'm jealous. That'd be a cool band to see.
You should see Jazz Fest next year. Yeah. It's actually there's a lot of artists that go. So
that's so sick. That's on my to-do list.
Or Oshieka.
Oshieka perform would be there. Cool. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, perform
on stage.
At Oshieka like that. But yeah, so you said you grew up in Mount Forest, Ontario. Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up there?
There were a lot of horses and cows around. It was a really small town.
So that's the type of town that you would just drive by and you'd say, oh, look, horses.
Yeah, no, that was my home. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. Definitely some character development happened there. But it was cool because... I don't know, I think I appreciate cows and horses a lot more than I would if I grew up in a city. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So, you know how to ride horses then?
No, well, I have a couple times. We weren't a farm family. We still aren't a farm family, but I had friends who would just be like, oh, that's my horse in the backyard. And we'd go and pet the horse.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. So, why did you want to move to Toronto?
I was kind of sick of the horses and the cows. No, I feel like I had reached the ceiling of creative growth in Mount Forest, so I wanted to go somewhere with better networking opportunities. And here I am in Toronto, in North York, actually.
Yeah, in North York currently, yes. But you don't live in North York.
No.
Yeah, and you've gained so many friends from staying in Toronto now.
Yeah, I think all of my friends reside here. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's cool.
Sorry. I think that's my favorite word right now.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, we're just going to say cool this entire time.
Cool.
So, cool, cool, cool. So you had a lot of different hairstyles in your time as a musician. What has been your favorite era and why?
Ooh, there are two that have been my favorite eras. My second favorite era was my long hair with no eyebrows. I think that was just really cool. My parents were huge fans of that. but yeah, I felt so liberated because I didn't have eyebrows. but my favorite hairstyle was probably when I first cut my hair, like, super, super short. And somebody was like, you kind of look like Halle Berry. That really inflated my ego. So I kept my hair short for a long time. It's still pretty short. But yeah.
I could see that, actually.
Stop. Don't do that. Have another veggie straw.
yeah. What was happening in your life during the eras of your favorite hairstyles?
What was happening in my life? When I had no eyebrows, that was around when I think I'd been in Toronto for a few months by then, and I was like, whoa, everybody out here dresses really cool, and they don't really care about what other people are wearing or doing. They should kind of do whatever they want. So then I did whatever I wanted, and I was like, oh, this is sick. This is really cool. But then when I cut my hair super short, I just mental breakdown one night, and I cut all of my hair off. It was like to my torso, and I cut it to like above my shoulders, like pretty close to my like jaw, and it was like super lopsided and crooked, so I had to go in and get it fixed, and I had to like take a bunch of hair off again. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How long did the lopsided hairstyle last?
Like a month. I'm like pretty stubborn when it comes to going in to get your hair done, because I've had so many bad experiences. So I just cut it and like dye it and do whatever myself. But then I completely ruin it or fry it off or something. It's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it your first time getting a haircut in Toronto?
No. No. When I was younger, actually my grandparents used to live in Markham. So I spent I did junior kindergarten in Markham, like randomly. And my mom really liked going to Pacific Mall, and she had a friend that worked at one of the salons there. So we'd like travel from Mount Forest to Markham sometimes to get our hair cut.
Oh my gosh.
That was always a vibe.
Pacific Mall is crazy. Oh my gosh. It's like the $7 like.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my goodness. So, you're a songwriter. Which song has been your favorite song to write so far?
Release songs.
You could be unreleased, too.
The unreleased isn't going to see the light of day for another little while. So, as for release songs... release songs, because I want to plug a song that you guys can actually go and listen to. For You, I think, is one of my favorite ones that I'd written. It's like the most like vulnerable I've been, I think. Sad artist. but I really like that one, and I think it's pretty, and you should listen to it and let me know if you like it.
You're so misunderstood.
I'm so misunderstood.
It's not is phase, she?
Mom. I'm emo.
So you're an Indonesian.
I am Indonesian.
Do you listen to any Indonesian artists? And if you do, who's your favorite?
I'm such a fake Indonesian. Krisdayanti. Okay. I think she's like a pop singer from like the early 2000s, but there's this one song. I'm not going to sing it, but it's called Jangan Pergi. It means like don't leave. And it's just like a really cheesy ballad, but I just think it's a beautiful song. So she's sick.
Okay. I recently found an Indonesian artist, but it was from another artist that I interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
The Altons. They put me on The Marlowes.
Oh my gosh. Did you listen to their new album?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot.
Oh, it's
yes.
So good. It's so good.
Bangers. Oh my gosh. And they have like 100,000 monthly listeners. Like
yeah,
they're still
yeah.
like, guys, listen to them now. And when they blow up, you can be like, I was there first.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah. Is they ever going to Toronto? We should see them.
No, I'm down. Okay. Let's shake on it.
Yeah.
My hands are really sweaty. I'm sorry.
Are you like nervous right
now? No.
Weird. It's so weird.
I don't get nervous.
What were we talking about? The Marlowes.
The Marlowes.
What was I gonna say?
Indonesian artist, The Marlowes.
Keep going.
Your friend showed you them. We're going to go see the Marlowes, Krisdayanti, Jangan Pergi.
I guess Nicki is also an Indonesian too.
Yes. Yeah. I don't listen to Nicki like religiously. There's that one song, and there was that trend on TikTok with like the moons. You know what?
Never I'm not mind. On TikTok, so.
But, you don't know what slap shops are. You don't know what TikTok is.
I live under a rock, actually. What was it? Oh, yes. You have an unreleased song that's Indonesian. Like, it has an Indonesian title.
I do.
And you're not going to release
yeah,
that?
It's coming out on my EP that nice. Is going to be out, I don't know when. I feel like everybody's like, oh, I'm dropping an album soon. And, like, it's, like, years in the making. Yeah. But hopefully soon. It's called Cintaku, which means my love. And I wrote it when I was really sad about somebody. And I maybe was a little bit too honest and, like, specific. But I like the song. Yep, that's all
I like
I'm
the song
say.
Too.
Oh,
I saw it live.
Oh yeah, I forgot so, I performed it. I was like, how did you know? That's a deep cut.
I just like went through your things like while you were at work.
I actually went through your phone. Yeah. Actually hacked your phone.
Yeah. You didn't know it. and also, okay, so you have so many unreleased songs that you performed at the Backyard Gala. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna release that on your EP too?
Or? Yeah. So cool. Basically the whole set list was, there were a couple like already released songs and then a couple covers, and then most of the set was the EP. It's like done. I'm just waiting on business stuff.
Mm.
You know, the business side of music.
I don't, but tell me about business. It. Tell me about it.
Oh man. I as an independent artist, you want to know all of your options, whether it be like going in applying for grants, or thinking about signing like a small record deal, or maybe like a distribution deal. So I'm just in the works of trying to figure out what would be best to release it, because obviously I want it to do well, and mm-hmm. it's like my first project, so I'm just figuring out like the logistics behind that. It is tedious, what I say. But it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that you were at Sony Music Studios. Why were you there?
I was there. My friend and I are working on like a little duo project, and they gave us some studio time, so we're kicking it there. Yeah, it was a fun. That's where I actually got the snacks from.
Oh,
thank you, Sony, for introducing me to ranch flavored veggie straws.
Shout out, Sony.
Shout out, Sony. Hey.
My headphones are Sony.
Hey.
So, do you know how to speak Indonesian?
Yeah, but like I'm not good at it, and I sound very like we call it bule, which means white. Mm. My dad's white, so I'm not like full Indonesian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my mom, like if she's ever like angry, she'll like yell in Indonesian, so you kind of have to understand what she's saying. And that's I know. So
okay, so I'm gonna say some Filipino words.
Ooh,
some Tagalog words.
Okay,
and then you're gonna try and guess what it means, or you can say the Indonesian word for it if you think you know.
Okay.
Pintu.
Pintu? Pintu means door in Indonesian.
Yeah, it's also in Tagalog.
Hey.
Okay. Anak.
Kids?
Yeah. Okay. Mata.
Eye?
Mm-hmm.
Are these like, are you looking up similar words? Are they like the same words?
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, and I wanted to share it in the interview.
That's so cool.
How similar Tagalog and Indonesian is.
They are similar.
They're actually like really close geographically too. So
yeah, facts.
Right next to each other. Bato.
Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Gunting. Scissors?
Yeah. And ako.
I don't know. Wait, say it again.
Ako.
Can you say it in a sentence? Ako? Like me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Me trying to like sing a sentence. Because I do not speak. Oh, wait.
Do you speak Tagalog?
I speak broken Tagalog.
Okay.
But I can understand it very well.
Okay,
so
yes.
So my mom talks to me in Tagalog, and then I don't say it back.
Yes, same. Yeah. I'm on Duolingo right now, like, trying to brush it up.
Oh,
if I ever
want
to go visit,
nice.
I gotta, like, be in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny.
I hear Duolingo streaks are very serious.
Yeah, I feel like the owl is, like, threatening me. If I don't, like, if I don't consistently Duolingo, it'll be like, what am I doing wrong? Is it you or is it me? I'm like, dude,
damn,
that's crazy. You're an app.
Yeah, it's giving.
How do you make me feel bad about
anxious
myself?
Attachment stuff.
Yeah, relax. Oh,
dang, so clingy.
So clingy. So clingy.
Okay. So last time I interviewed you, you had a bunch of hypothetical questions for me. So I have only two, because I only thought of only two. I thought of two would you rather questions.
Okay.
So would you rather always feel like you need to sneeze but you can't, or have a constant itch, or have a constant itch you can't scratch?
I feel like when I need to sneeze, I have to like put everything on pause. But if I'm like itchy somewhere, I can like live my life with that itch. So I think the second option.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it too, and like when I was in the shower.
Shower thoughts.
I was like, sometimes when I meditate, I get itchy, and then I'm like, I can't move right now. So it's like mind over matter.
Yes, mind over matter.
But with sneezing, it's like actual bacteria in your body that needs to be released.
No, it's a terrible feeling. And then sometimes if you like you can't sneeze, it like shoots to the back of your head, and you know when you get water up your nose when you're swimming?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. It is the worst. Yeah, I'd rather sneeze.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather never take the elevator again, or every time you take the elevator, there's a fart smell and everybody thinks it's you?
Both options are the same.
you do both anyway.
Are these like strangers in the elevator? Are they like people I know?
It's strangers.
Honestly, I'd be okay with that. I'm not gonna see these people
maybe
ever again.
Maybe it's both.
Both?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because I'd love to have the elevator
option. Actually, what
option.
If it's acquaintances?
Oh, like I don't know them well enough to be like, oh, that was me.
But they know you enough to like.
I think I'm just gonna. I'll bite the bullet and. I'll take the elevator still. Because, like, imagine going up to, like, an apartment and it's, like, 47 floors.
I was thinking, like, the CN Tower.
Yeah, right? I'll fart in the elevator. It's fine.
It's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing. Normalize it.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, that's the only ones I have. You're very good at...
I have one, actually, if
you'd like to answer.
If your bed sheets were made out of one kind of deli meat, which deli meat would they be made out of?
I don't even eat deli meat enough to like know all the kinds.
Well, what kind would you feel most comfortable sleeping in?
Probably the one that like mimics a bed sheet the most, right?
Prosciutto?
Sure. I really don't know my meats. So.
Okay. Yeah. I think I would go. I would. My duvet would definitely be like chicken or turkey because it's not super like oily and it's pretty light.
And it's it's pretty thick enough.
It's like a medium warmth deli meat, you could say. And then for actual sheets, I want to say prosciutto, but it's a little oily. But I feel like it'd be like nice on the skin.
Like satiny,
like really, really high thread count or whatever. That's my answer.
Nice. We're like sleeping on a charcuterie board.
Board bed. You heard it here first.
Oh. That's crazy. I was the one who said not to do that,
and then I do it.
That's crazy. Okay. So if band names were literal, what would be the best and worst bands to attend?
The worst one, Loaded Diaper from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think of other band names.
Nirvana would be the best.
Why?
Because you're just in heaven.
Oh, because yeah, you are just in heaven. That is true. The Bee Gees. I just like the name.
Like, it's giving you the Bee Gees, like you're shaking all
the time? Yeah, the Bee Gees. I don't know. When I think Bee Gees, I just think of, like bees, but like calm ones in a field somewhere when it's sunny. So I think that is the feeling that would emit from a concert like that.
Sorry, just thinking of like bees with like a G. They're like
bees
G's,
wearing
like flying G's everywhere. That are smelling honey.
I love that. Yeah, that's what I picture.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, we're actually, I don't have, oh, which band or, like, artist took your concert virginity? Like, what was the first concert you went to?
Oh, it was back in, like, 2017. I went to OVO Fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a big Drake fan back in the day. So that was fun. I don't go to that many concerts. I went to see Lizzie McAlpine recently, actually. Ooh. And that was a beautiful set. The way that it was set up was so cool, because she was like, yeah, I don't really like performing the way that they want me to perform, so I did it my way this time. And this entire set was like a home studio setup, and her band and her, it just looked like they were recording a song. And it was really cool and really intimate too, which I liked. Yeah.
Ooh, cool. What's your like dream music experience? Like, like, you know how like on YouTube there's like Tiny Desk or like being interviewed by Nardwuar, or like what is your, or like just even performing at a certain place, like what's your dream?
Tiny Desk would be really cool. Genius interview.
Okay.
And I think being interviewed, who would I want to be interviewed by? Oh, Hot Wings. Hot Ones. Oh, Hot Ones. Oh my gosh. The day I make it on a Hot Ones, that's how you know you've made it. Oh my goodness.
Do you think you'd make it?
No. Sriracha is like my level of spiciness that I can tolerate.
Oh,
I'm half white.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was going to mention that, actually.
I am biracial. That is my dad's fault. Yeah. But I would like to do Hot Ones, but like with like my friends. I feel like that would make it so much more fun, and it'd be a lot less pressure because it would just be me and the guy. I feel like he's like
they
too
would just
good
like
at that.
Eat behind the camera.
Yeah. Just like have some moral support. How about you? What's like your dream interview thing?
Like person?
Yeah. Who would you? Yeah, that's a way better question. This is why you do this.
I was thinking like Omar Apollo. He's like so. How I got into his music was that like it was after the SZA concert. And he was opening, but I didn't get to see him perform because the, like, it was really weird, like, messed up what happened. But, so I wasn't really into his music then. And then after the concert, I had a dream about us being best friends.
That's really funny.
And that's how I got into his music. And I keep seeing videos, and, like, he's exactly how I pictured him, so... Mm-hmm. Like, I think he would just be, like, a really funny guest.
I think, he seems really cool. I had the biggest crush on him, but I didn't realize he was gay. I was like, aw.
I think he's, like, he was mentioning how, like, he was, like, bi, but he prefers men.
Oh, well, I have a chance then. Yeah. That's great.
Slight chance.
That's funny that you say you had a dream about being good friends with like a musician, because my roommate, she one day she was like, I had a dream that I was best friends with Sabrina Carpenter, which is really random, but that would be really fun to be friends with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Shout out B. Yeah, that's her name. You met her.
Oh yes, yes. I was like, I thought you were
like
Bee Gees.
Yeah, back Bee again. Gees.
Like, I don't know what you were referring to. So. Yeah, but I mean, she's best friends with an artist right now.
Yeah.
So she's content.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I need to find one. I need to find an artist best friend, actually.
Well,
we're best friends.
We're best friends
right now. We're documenting it,
this
actually.
Is it.
This
on
is
written
proof.
Stone, in paper.
In paper, in recording.
On recording. It's real,
digitized.
Guys.
So, we're nearing the end. I know, but it's only 3 questions.
Okay.
So, if you would collab with any artist or band, who would it be?
Dijon? Yeah, Dijon. I feel like he's just so cool. He's just so cool. And whatever he touches turns to gold. So I would like to be on a song that is that.
But then you're going to turn to gold, and then you're going to be, like, frozen.
Do
you know that
I love
story?
Dijon.
Like
Midas?
Yeah, Midas.
I just know that whatever they touch turns to gold.
Yeah.
Midas and Dijon are interchangeable, really.
Mm-hmm. They're actually the same person.
They're actually the same.
Have you ever seen them in the same movie? No, exactly. That's what I thought. actually, I had another question. So... I'm gonna say artists, and then you're gonna pick between one of them,
and then
so it's like gun to your head type of question.
Okay,
you have to answer.
Gun to my head in the North York Public Library.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, everybody could see.
Blink twice if you're okay.
Okay. So, Eric Ryan or Kyle?
They can't hear this. They can't listen to this. Oh my god. sacrifice myself and let them live.
The gun with the gun.
The gun with the gun. I choose the gun.
Okay, so next one. Lauren Kovacs or Jules?
Okay, if I'm going to answer this, I'll answer the first one. I'm going to have to choose Eric just because I've been dogs with him for way longer. Mm. I'm still, like, recently friends with Kai.
Yeah.
And we're not as close, so I'm so sorry. Kyle, if you're listening to this, hey, man, it's not personal. There's a gun to my head right now. Lauren and Jules. Jules, I love you. Your voice is amazing. You are such a talented human being. Lauren, I also love you too. I would choose Lauren. We're also besties, so I can't, you know, loyalty is everything. Jules, yeah. I love you, I'm sorry.
You went to Sony with her.
Yeah, exactly. We're cooking out some stuff, yeah. So I can't kill off Lauren.
That was bad advertising.
So inefficient, yeah. This is bad publicist.
Bad advertising. Okay. Oh, I just said oh my gosh, I'm breaking my own rules today.
You just need to censor it.
Yeah. I actually censor with the quack noise.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Can I swear right now so I quack?
Yeah.
Quack.
That's so bad. Why would you say that? Oh my god.
Next question, I'm ready.
I don't even know what artists you listen to, actually.
What artists do I listen to? I feel like I listen to either the same three artists or, like, a bunch of random ones that I don't really consistently listen to. What are, like, my recently... I listen to Maria's Orion Sun. I love Orion Sun.
Oh, okay. Are you seeing her in concert?
Yeah, November 1st. Are you?
No. It's Halloween weekend.
Oh. I'm going to dress up as Nacho Libre this year, I think.
I did.
Nacho Libre?
Yeah, no way. In, like, 2022.
Oh, that's amazing. You beat me to it. Which like, Nacho did you do, though? Like, his, like, luchador? Or, like, did you do his...
Oh, I didn't do the wrestling suit.
Okay.
So I did his casual suit on the date.
The blue shirt?
Blue, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
His, like, fancy blouse.
Yeah.
No, that's great. I love that. I listen to a lot of,
Are you
going to
do,
like,
the wrestling?
I'm thinking... I don't know how, like, problematic it is, though. That's the only thing. Because there's the one scene after he, like, burns the robe off and his, like, wrestling suit's underneath, but then he's got, like, half a robe on.
Yeah.
So I think that would be really funny.
Okay.
Or the outfit that he wears at the party when he gets the wine splashed on him, but, like, I'll have the wine stain, which would also be really funny with, like, a Philly shirt. Yeah. There's a lot of decisions to
make.
Or
you could do, like, the muscle, like... Or, like, a skin-colored
shirt. But it's, like, a little bit too pasty for me, so it's, like, completely...
Different skin color.
It's gonna be, like, fully white. And it'll be my skin. That's hilarious. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. What are you gonna be for Halloween this year?
Okay, I was thinking about it. So do you know the character Silk? Like, Spider-Man Silk?
Maybe.
Like, she's Asian Spider-Man.
Was she in the multiverse movie?
No, she wasn't in any movies, but she was in the comic books.
Okay, no, then I don't know.
But I was thinking, like, oh, like, my brother was, like, saying, oh, you're, like every girl is doing that, like, every Asian girl is doing that. I'm like, okay, what if I do a spin to it and I do, like, Silk Sonic?
That's really funny. So you'll look like Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak at the same time, but also be Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, I love that.
But I have to, like, order the suit now, I think.
Yeah. What, it's August? August 18th? Oh, my God, it's the 20th.
We're in the 20s now.
We're in the 20s now. I feel like I blinked and August has, like, just flown by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, for real. Like, I was talking to my brother about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that May is, like, the longest month of the year.
Yeah.
And then August is, like, so short. Like,
yeah. I feel like July was pretty, like, lengthy. Mm. I was like, oh, this is, like, a good chunk of summer.
Yeah.
But August has just been...
Yeah.
You know? Just gone.
It's so weird. Maybe that's because, like, we're just doing the most, you know?
Yeah.
Which is good.
I'm really busy with all my things that keep me busy.
Mm-hmm. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
You too.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you too.
Okay. Oh, wait. I guess I need to say more artists, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do, like, summer artists.
Okay.
So, Charlie XCX
okay.
or Chaperone.
I think I would keep Chapel Rowan. I love Charlie XCX's, like, rebrand, though. That was crazy. Did you see the shoot that she did with Petra Collins for Skims?
No.
She looks great. It's a great shoot. Shout out Charlie XCX if you're listening to this.
Shout out her.
But yeah, Chapel Rowan. She's sick.
Nice. Yeah, she is really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She performs.
She's at, really good.
She's really good. Oh my gosh, what was I... Someone was mentioning, like, Radio Rebel to me the other day because it's on my radio show. Yeah, it's my personality now, being Radio Rebel. What can fans anticipate for the future? And what type of projects are you working on at the moment?
Ooh, in the near future, maybe I'm Better Off Like This. That song is coming out in 10 days from now, August 30th. Save the date, pre-save it. Do me a favor and pre-save it. Link in bio.
Link in her bio.
LaSAP Rocky. Go follow me. then hopefully another single. And then the project's up. I'm actually shooting a video next weekend. I'm really excited. Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, music video.
Oh,
it's
going to
be like a satirical spin off of like traditional horror movie characters. I'm really pumped. Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Dude, I was like, yesterday, I was an extra in a film.
What the heck? That's so
yeah.
cool.
it was like a student film.
Still.
It was like, we were like waiting for the scene to, our scene to play in.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, I was like telling scary stories. I wasn't
Ooh.
Doing well in telling it because... I don't know. I guess it was just the environment. It was just, like, very upbeat.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a scary environment.
It wasn't scary enough, so... But, yeah, I was like... That's funny how you said it's, like, about, like, horror.
Are you a big, like, horror person?
I like horror short stories because
mm-hmm.
I feel like they, like... They're, like, creepy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I do need to get into horror more.
Okay, like, yeah.
I need to rewatch, like... A bunch of horror films also, I think. Like, Hereditary. I kind of forgot
about
it.
That's such a well-done movie. Have you seen Talk to Me?
No.
I liked that one a lot recently. There was another one that I saw recently. Oh, Long Legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I watched it with my younger sibling. No, I didn't. I didn't watch it with my younger sibling. I watched Maxine with my younger sibling.
Oh, I watched
Don't watch that with your siblings. It's...
Yeah, yeah it's like...
Don't make
R-rated.
That mistake.
Yeah.
I had no idea going into it.
Have you watched the other ones?
I watched,
Berlin.
Half of one. I should probably watch those to get caught up, because in Maxine, I was like, I don't know what this
Yeah, they're
means.
All about, like... R-rated movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I learned that after. what genres of film do you like then? If you're not a big, big horror person,
I kind of like, all of.
Okay, that's fair.
Like,
that's a good answer.
Like rom-com, comedy, drama.
Did you watch that new rom-com with Sydney Sweeney, anyone but you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you don't have to. It's really...
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I give it, like... I'm no movie critic, but I give it, like, a 5 out of 10. I just didn't know it was...
I heard it was really bad.
Yeah, okay, well, you said it, not me. one thing that I really did like... It wasn't that movie. It was, The Idea of You. It's, like, the Harry Styles-inspired Wattpad fan fiction thing, but Anne Hathaway is in it. It's like the cheesiest movie ever, but I loved it. It was so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I heard of it.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's
okay.
It's so strange. But it's good.
Good to know. When Harry Met Sally. I thought you were gonna say that. That's my favorite like rom com.
I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah. It's an old one.
What's like another classic? 10 Things I Hate About You with
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, and Julia Stiles.
That's a good one also.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's a good one too.
The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Jack Black.
Kate Winslet.
Yes, and Jude Law.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's a looker, that guy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about Jude Law.
And then I was also going to mention Eric Ryan's music video.
Yes.
Because I was an extra in that.
I'm so sad I couldn't come. How was it?
It was really fun. I actually released so much like anger that day.
We got to break stuff?
We got to throw a lot of stuff.
What? Yeah. Oh, I'm so upset I wasn't there. Ah, well, I'm glad you had a good time and you got to release some anger.
It was really fun.
The BTS, the clips that they were posting looked pretty cool. So I'm really excited to see.
Oh, I didn't see the BTS.
No, it was just like Instagram stories and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I posted something on Instagram stories too.
No, I'm excited to see the final product.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking for an extra for your horror...
I actually might be.
I could possibly be I have
be
long
looking.
Enough hair.
Perfect.
Like, it'll cover my face and that'd be scary.
Exactly what we needed.
And this is for which song?
It's for an unreleased song. It's called Take It to My Grave. So it's got like a spooky vibe to it. I want to drop it near Halloween because I think it'd be kind of funny.
Oh my gosh, near the Orion Sun.
I like Orion Sun a lot better. Orion Sun.
I listened to her song Orion too, like, and that's like one of my favorite songs by her.
Orion Sun. Yes, the concert is November 1st. I might have an extra ticket, actually.
I know someone who's going also, and they offered if I could go with them.
I'm just going to resell it for $50.
$50?
Going once. Sold.
Me.
Okay, not all at once.
Okay, so last question. Any song requests that I could play right after this interview?
Minecraft C418.
Okay.
I just like it.
Okay. Nice. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that song request, and thank you for this interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Yeah, this time I'm interviewing you.
Have a turntable.
You were really good with those questions, though.
Thank you. I was like on a buzz that day. It was crazy. Yeah. So much energy. It was shawarma.
Shawarma.
Shawarma and It Takes a Village is a lethal combo for Livara, I'll tell you that. Thank you for interviewing me.
You had garlic sauce on your finger?
I had garlic sauce on my finger the whole time! I just didn't want to tell anybody.
You actually told everybody.
That's so embarrassing. Now I have ranch dust from my veggie straws on my fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's okay. It's a universal experience, really.
For you, yeah. It just always happens to you during interviews. Anyway. So we're gonna play the songs now. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
We haven't been ourselves lately. No, I don't know who we should blame here. I don't need compliments to feel wanted again. It's really not that simple, but you can see that I bend over backwards for you just to keep the mattress occupied. So we can forget about the other weekend, move past it, all is that forgiven. I'm sorry for the attitude. And baby, we skip over all of the maybes. Perfection is what I've been craving. So can I get my fix from you? So I'll close my eyes for a minute. Keep it together, I'm doing my best to keep us grounded. Let me know if I'm asking for too much. Know you're feeling aware of all the things I said right in the moment. But I'm right to when asking to feel it. So we can forget about the other weekend. Is that forgiven? I'm sorry for the attitude. And baby, we skip over all of the maybes. Perfection is what I've been craving. So can I get my fix from you? So I'll close my eyes for a minute.
body really makes it hard for me to hold on to the words that I'm saying. It's obvious I want you, and honestly too. Be alive if I say that I find one like you.
Set in stone. So use your fingers, trace out a map of the places that you wanna explore. So what you have to offer me? I think I'm ready, baby. Oh.
you can stay the night. Why?
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the? Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of pitch just makes me want to.
That's my boy. Yeah.
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
Hey. Wake up.
What?
It's noon already. Wake up.
I can't. I didn't sleep much last night.
Why?
I was watching reruns of Project Runway.
Bright lights from electronics block your body's production of melatonin. Keep your sleep area for just that. Sleep. Going screenless at night can help you sleep better, longer. Bring us all. Adults need 7 to 9 hours every night. Do you get it?
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.